Well, all right. Well, you want to get through?
Really?
Huh?
Now, okay. Other things that you would raise. When somebody pulls out a bunch of nuts, what might they have in there? In a bowl of nuts. You ever eaten them?
A bowl of what?
A bowl of nuts. They'd have pecans and peanuts and what else?
No, I don't eat that. Of course, now get me straight. I used to. But due to my intestines inside, the doctor took me off of any kind of nuts. I can't eat cabbage slaw, we call. We used to cut up cabbage, you know, and then sprinkle salt and stuff on it. And we call that a slaw. Well, I couldn't eat that. I can't eat that. I can't eat such as raw carrots. Now, I can eat them cooked. In other words, I can't eat nothing rough.
Those little tomatoes, did you ever get them?
Yeah, we got them.
They call them, you know what they call, you know, you ever heard them called Tommy Toes? Or?
Yeah, I knew, but I forgot now.
They come up, they'll come up somewhere just bought of.
Yeah, they'll keep a coming, and they make too many. They get so thick on one hill, but I can't think of the name of them, and I know what it is.
You ever have them come up, like something like sweet potatoes come up the year after you plant them?
No, not sweet potatoes.
Or any kind of things?
No.
Come up volunteer.
Oh, maybe, you see, the reason why that we don't have that here is because that the minute that we get through harvesting the crop, well, then we rework our land and we destroy that, what is left. You get the point? Excepting, like I was telling you about the mustard here in our yard. Well, we had that whole backyard last year was nothing but a bed of mustard up this high, leaves this wide. It's going to be like that again this year.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned snap beans. Are there different types of snap beans, in other words?
Oh, yes, there is. Yeah. Now, another thing we raise plenty here is cucumbers. You know what a cucumber is.
Mm-hmm.
We raise cucumbers here that long. This long.
Do you raise them?
Now, of course, that's a different variety. The old ones, most of the people raise these little short ones about like this. But my son there, Donald, and I don't know, he comes with them great big long things, man, they get awful.
You got snap beans, and then they're the kind of beans that you have to.
Well, lima beans, we call them, butter beans.
You got to what?
You got to peel them. That's my job.
Okay. When you leave an apple or a plum lying around, it'll do what? The skin will just
dry up on the seed.
Yeah, it'll just
right.
Say it'll.
Right. Now we raise, there's different places here, they raise a few plums, but that's when you went out of existence.
Yeah. The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob is.
Well, that's the yellow corn is the best corn.
Uh-huh. You can make
we
good.
We call that roussinier.
Makes good.
Yeah. You make a good roussinier soup, or you either smother it down, or you boil it on the cob. And then you sprinkle salt on that cob and eat, or you could sprinkle, take butter and pass over it.
Yeah. You know what bowie was? Bowie? Okay. That was something they'd make from the guts of a hog or something like that. But okay, now, the up at the top of the corn stalk was the what?
That's the fodder. I believe they would spell that F-O-T-T-E-R, fodder.
The tassel, you know, they have a tassel up there too? Oh, the fodder.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you got a corn, you had to get all the what off the?
All the shucks.
Okay, and then what? All that?
You had to get the